Ian and I started recognizing that we had a lot of different influences musically and a lot of different interests as well beyond jazz and classical music. I asked him if he had ever played bandoneon, because he mainly played accordion with the Hot Club of Detroit. I said, do you play bandoneon, the Argentinian version of the accordion?
You could call it the tango accordion.
The tango accordion, yeah. I said, because Astor Piazzolla wrote a concerto, a double concerto for guitar and bandoneon, and that I'd always wanted to play. So it kind of started from there. I managed to put together a concert with a local presenter in Cleveland, and then we started with that, and then we started, you know, just playing. I think we even played on that concert the History of the Tango, the flute and guitar piece,
which we recorded on our first album. I mean, it led eventually that collaboration and that meeting. I mean, we would see each other and keep in touch and talk about things and exchange records or tracks. And eventually it came together when we played. We realized how easy it was to put things together and how much fun it was that it led us to record our first CD, which the double concerto, Piazzolla's double concerto for bandoneon and guitar, is on that. And that's on our record called The Music of Astor Piazzolla. That led to our first record and to some more concerts, and then having to just expand the repertoire for the both of us. And so when there's not much of it out there, you just end up creating four of our own, and this is what we ended up.
That's right, because we started getting booked as a duo. You know, if there was a presenter that couldn't afford to bring in the chamber orchestra, that's how we started developing, expanding our arranging, and even just, you know, taking original pieces and making arrangements of it, but for jazz and classical and even pop music. I mean, I did an arrangement of a Tears for Fears song, that famous song on there's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, because we didn't have an encore, you know, for our very first duo concert together. We needed something. We have to credit also Alan Bice for that of Ithaca Records, too, because that first CD, you know, he really
made it happen.
He kind of moved some mountains to kind of make that action.
Because we were fortunate to record with a great chamber orchestra out of Boston that you might be familiar with. They're called A Far Cry.
A Far Cry.
They're wonderful. And so that was our first album together. So A Far Cry and Jason and I playing with them, and so that was quite a wonderful experience. And then now we came out with this new record, Infusion, which features perhaps more of a duo repertoire.
Right.
But yet, we have a little bit of a turn in there, because we feature a rhythm section in the middle,
right,
with Peter Dominguez holding the bass and Jamie Haddad playing drums for us. And
Paul Simon's percussionist.
Yeah, no.
So, many years.
So that was fun, too, to just play with a rhythm section, and which is, I guess, Jason, something that you don't do very often, as mostly your you know, orchestras back you up.
Right, that's right. That's very exciting for me. So yeah, that's kind of how we arrived at this point with Infusion. It's more representative of our duo collaboration in that sense. Well, that one was kind of easy, again, because a lot of that is because of working with someone like Julian. Like, I know he's going to be able to do his thing with the melody and then take a solo. So all you have to really do at that point is, how it came about was our first all duo concert that we had. It was in the Boston area, and we were playing in WGBH in the morning, and we're rehearsing our material. We had our program, but we didn't have an encore for it. And Julian said, well, why don't we do like a pop song? Why don't we just kind of do something like a pop song from the 80s, something that everybody knows. And the presidential debates, this was, gosh, was this like
4 years ago?
Four years ago, yeah. We're on television that night, and so we get to our hotel, and then I went to my room. I watched the debates for a little bit. I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I thought, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. You know, so I pulled out my guitar, and I just played it just what was in my ear, because, I mean, I know that song front to back. You know, I was 12 when that song came out. I just played basically on guitar as much of the rhythm backing track as I could, you know, as I could, the bass and kind of the keyboard part and that very signature guitar line, and just sort of played through the song, you know, the verse, chorus, and this kind of thing. And then I thought, well, maybe we can leave a little solo space for Julian so he can blow, you know, kind of over the changes or a vamp, and that's it. It was really fast. I probably put it together in about, you know, 20 minutes in the hotel room, and then we ran it down in the hotel.
Right. And then the interesting thing, too, on the record, which we never done before, was the solo section that Jason mentioned. We just played, even though it's usually open, but he was throwing all sorts of different harmonic you know.
Yeah, little substitutions.
Yeah. And so what's fun is, you know, it's also taking, while it's a pop tune, obviously harmonically, if you listen, there's a lot going on that just kind of goes a little bit beyond.
Outside of pop music.
Right, the original from Tears for Fears. So it's fun.